Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. This week, the 538.com website reports that Representative John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 87.1% of the time, the same as last week. William J. Kemble reports in Daily Freeman that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, told Kingston school board members March 23rd that he is working on making schools safer from shootings. Quote, I endorse the initiative to get mental health funding that we were able to put in this omnibus federal spending bill, unquote, said Faso during the meeting. Quote, we're working on a red flag law. This is modeled after a law in Indiana which would allow a family member or school, if there's a particular individual that might be exhibiting signs of being destructive to themselves or others, that in the case of firearms, they would be able to petition a court to remove the firearms. Then the judge would ultimately make the decision on whether or not they should continue to be withheld from the individual, quote. Faso spoke with the school administrators the day before millions of students and citizens marched around the country at protest against school shootings, organized after 17 were killed at a Florida school February 14th. Faso received $5,950 in 2016 from the National Rifle Association. On December 6th, Faso voted for the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which takes away the right of individual states such as New York to determine what qualifications a person must meet before being allowed to carry a concealed firearm in its borders. Instead, the state with the least regulation makes policy for all other states under the bill, since its concealed carry rules would be the law everywhere. The International Association of Chiefs of Police, the Major Cities Chiefs Association, and the Association of Prosecuting Attorneys all oppose the bill. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Jordan J. Michael is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative John Faso on March the 23rd hosted a resource fair at the Greenville American Legion to provide veterans of the armed services the opportunity to learn more about available benefits. At least 18 veteran service organizations and private agencies were on hand. Faso said, and I quote, this district is larger than Connecticut, so it might be difficult for some veterans to get access to proper service. We owe a lot to the veterans, and we can't do enough to provide for what they have earned as a veteran, end quote. The event was the fifth Veterans Resource Fair to be held in Faso's district, and the next event will be held in Dutchess County in April. Crane Davis, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran from Palinville, said, and I quote, I'm impressed with the attitude of the people and companies providing services here. They really seem to care about our reaching out, end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Chris Bragg reports in Capital Confidential the Democrat Brian Flynn, who has criticized Representative John Faso for just saying his prayers were with shooting victims and has called for enhanced background checks before civilians, quote, get their hands on these weapons of war, end quote, advocated for getting the National Rifle Association as a client in 2004. Flynn is one of seven Democrats running to challenge Faso in the fall. When he was president of a Manhattan-based public relations firm called RLM, Flynn wrote in the Harvard Business Review about trying to sign the NRA as a client. Quote, when clients questioned RLM's political orientation, we told them, quote, you hire us for our communication skills, not our politics, so our personal positions are of little consequence, end quote, Flynn wrote in the 2004 essay. Quote, that said, we also worked hard to recruit clients from across the political spectrum. While our Washington, D.C. office was largely liberal, we had quite a few Republican employees and clients in Los Angeles, and I encouraged the staff to pursue a contract with the NRA to help balance our work with a gun control group, end quote. Now Flynn says, quote, at the time, the company for whom I worked, RLM, had almost exclusively left-leaning liberal clients, including a gun control advocacy group called the Center to Prevent Youth Violence. An employee who is both a Republican and a gun owner came to me with concerns that the company's client portfolio was politically imbalanced and too far to the left. Quote, for the record, we did not do business with the NRA or the gun lobby. To be clear, as a political candidate or representative, I would never take money from the NRA or any group that advocates against reasonable gun protections. I have never veered from my belief that we can support both the Second Amendment and improved gun safety laws at the same time, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative John Faso from Kinderhook is disappointed with President Donald Trump's response to Russia's alleged election meddling. Quote, I'm disappointed in that, end quote, Faso said during a recent interview in Kingston. Quote, I do think that we need to be much more forthright about the fact that the Russians have malign intentions toward the United States, end quote. On March 26, the State Department announced it was expelling 60 Russian diplomats, but not because of election interference. The expulsions came in retaliation for Russia's alleged involvement in the poisoning of an ex-spy and his daughter in England. Faso also complained that the State Department has not spent any of the $120 million set aside to counter Russian efforts to meddle in elections and hack such infrastructure as electrical grid and U.S. aviation systems. Quote, I think we have to be much tougher on the Russians, he said. Quote, I was pleased to see the Justice Department bring the action against the Iranian nationals for cybercrimes, but I'm not satisfied with the degree to which we have taken action against the Russians, end quote. Faso says, quote, I have no way of knowing, end quote, whether the investigation of the president's involvement with Russia plays any part in the administration's lack of action on Russian issues. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Here's an excerpt of an interview Faso did with Fox News on March 26th. You can see the full interview embedded in the WGXC newsroom.
First, Congressman, the president said he was reluctant to sign it. He threatened to veto it because of the high sky price tag. But he did sign it, as he said, to protect the military. So when you hear that they're cannibalizing parts, you know, to keep some of the airplanes flying, what do you think about that? And can you understand?
Well, this is one of the main reasons why I think we had to make this agreement. The $700 billion budget for the Department of Defense is what General Jim Mattis, our Secretary of Defense, said we absolutely needed. 40% of our planes are not flying because of lack of spare parts. Our servicemen and women, our soldiers and sailors, are extremely stressed, lack of training. We had lost 83 or 84 members of the military last year in training accidents. That's a horrible situation. We want to make sure we're telling the parents of these service members, these young men and women, defending our nation, that they're being given the best training with the best equipment and the best munitions. And the military had actually been significantly reduced over the 8 years of the prior administration. So we had to rebuild this military.
That is the
first job of the Congress and the president is to defend our country.
Yep. And do you think that, as you said, under the previous administration, that the Trump administration is now making up from some of that lack of progress? Let me show you some of the numbers, for example, from this bill. The Navy is going to have 14 new ships, including a new aircraft carrier. The Army will get some new helicopters. The Air Force is going to replace the A-10 Thunderbolt wings on the Warthogs. I mean, you got to fly those. And that's only a partial list. And so importantly, the pay is going to be bumped for everybody, not just the Air Force, by 2.5%, right. The greatest amount in more than a decade. That wasn't done under the previous president.
Yeah, it's really critical that we address this. And I'm a conservative, but the fact is that the national defense to me is the most important priority. And the other thing to keep in mind is that where there were increases in domestic spending, we tried to focus these on infrastructure, things like rural broadband, research at the NIH for diseases like Alzheimer's, things that are broadly supported among the public, both the Republicans and Democrats. And I recognize that our deficit is a real problem. We're going to tackle this on the budget committee. But also, I think it's important for your viewers to understand that this budget that was passed represents 28% of federal spending. 72% of federal spending is interest on the debt, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Wow.
Those programs are on automatic pilot. And that's what's really driving our debt and deficit.
But, that's the third rail. I mean, you talk about touching Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. You know, that's the age-old problem. What do you do about that?
Well, we have to do what Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill did over 30 years ago, which is to set up a bipartisan commission to address how do we make sure that we protect our seniors today, but also make sure that we're keeping our promise to the young people who are paying in. And right now, many of them don't believe they're going to receive anything from the payments they're making into Social Security and Medicare. So we can address this. We have to do it through economic growth. We have to do it through the regulatory relief, which Congress and the president have been offering and which we've enacted this past year in Congress. But we have to go further to tighten our belts and to make sure that we're watching every single dollar, both in the military and in the non-military expenditures of government. So it's going to require all of us on both sides of the aisle to come to grips with this, because the United States cannot go belly up financially. We've got to make sure that our fiscal house is in order, and that's something that we all have to work on.
Daily Freeman is reporting a Kingston court has ruled the trespassing charge made against community activist and radio host Callie Jane will be dropped in 6 months if she does not repeat the offense. Jane was charged with trespassing after the operator of 721 Media Center alleged she was repeatedly warned to stay on the sidewalk and out of the parking lot during weekly rallies at the Midtown building where U.S. Representative John Faso has his district office. Jane did not admit guilt during her appearance in city court. Judge Philip Kirshner said that, and I quote, under normal circumstances, end quote, any arrest in the next 6 months would result in the trespassing charge being reopened. Jane can only be convicted of the charge if she stages a protest on the property, he said. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
Millions of young people around the country marched in Washington, D.C., Poughkeepsie, Albany, and elsewhere March 24th to change gun laws organized by the students from the February 14th Florida school shooting. But that was not the last action the students from Parkland, Florida are taking. They have next called for all congressional representatives to host town hall meetings on April 7th, as elected officials are back in their home districts. WGXC reached out to both New York Senators and Representative John Faso to see if they would be holding town hall meetings that day. They do not appear to be. Faso and Senator Chuck Schumer did not get back to WGXC, but both do not list any public events on their websites. And a spokesman for Kirsten Gillibrand did respond to our inquiry but did not address any upcoming town halls, only listing past events. However, six of the seven Democrats who want to replace Faso will be at a town hall-styled event on April 7th at Cooks Falls Horton Fire Hall at 116 Cooks Falls Road in Delaware County. Zephyr Teachout, who ran against Faso in 2016, will moderate the forum. Candidates Pat Ryan, Gareth Rhodes, Brian Flynn, Antonio Delgado, David Clegg, and Jeff Beals are expected to attend. The Parkland students are also organizing a second school walkout on April 20th.
The Daily Freeman is reporting the 10th person looking to unseat incumbent U.S. Representative John Faso announced his candidacy on March the 28th. Steve Greenfield, a former member of the New Platte School Board, said he will seek the Green Party nomination to challenge the Kinderhook Republican in the November the 6th election. Greenfield described his approach to governing as, and I quote, solve the problem, end quote, but without lobbyists. Greenfield, 56, said, and I quote, no corporate lobbyists will ever step foot in my office. They are the problem and the easiest one to solve, end quote. Greenfield said he is the only candidate in the group who has held office and has a legislative record, and also the only one, and I quote, not beholden to corporate donors and party bosses, end quote. Greenfield is a 1982 graduate of Columbia College, where he majored in economics. He has made his career in music. Greenfield served two terms on the New Platte School Board. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.